Blog Talk Radio.
May 19th, 2014, and this is Foxology Today. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy Monday to you. I am certainly hoping that you have an amazing day, and I truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen in today. I know that some of you may be listening from work or maybe even in your car, on your phone, your cell phone. Yeah, we've got it like that these days. It's awesome how we can do that. Or maybe you're at home and maybe you're even working from home. Whatever it is you are doing, chances are you're busy. You're busy doing whatever you're doing. And perhaps even multitasking, multi-thinking, multi-juggling, and maybe even multi-stressing a little or a lot. Work, business, and career can certainly make us feel like that. Most of us have been there asking ourselves, how do we handle it all better? How do we handle it more efficiently? Well, I don't know that there is only one answer to that or one formula in particular, but there are some things we can do to help ourselves manage and maneuver the pressures and the stress of it all. And that's what my guest and I are talking about today, the power of perseverance, handling the pressure in your business and career. She's Jean McDonald, penned the Master of Connections for her phenomenal experience and talent in the business world. She is also the author of Get Up, Get Dressed, and Get Out the Door. She is an international speaker as well and an entrepreneur extraordinaire. And I'm so happy to have her as my guest today. Good morning, Jean.
Hi, Silver. How are you today?
Oh, I am ready for the show, ready for the week. You too?
Good. Yes, absolutely. You know, that old adage, get up, get dressed, get out the door. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, I think somebody I know wrote a book by that title. That would be you. I think it's a very motivating title. In fact, I'd like to talk a little bit about what you're doing before we get rolling with our topic this morning. Got some things going. I know that your book, Get Up, Get Dressed, and Get Out the Door, has been released, and why don't you tell us some of the messaging that you provided for empowerment in that book?
Well, the book is a simple book, 85 pages, written to be used, not just read. And I say that because every chapter at the end of it has either something thought-provoking or a question to give you your vision of how to move forward. I love the fact that I have some other people that have written in the book for me. Two dynamic coaches. Actually, even my assistant was part of helping us compile this book with her thoughts as being assistants that even superheroes need sidekicks. So it's been a fun way to develop a book, and the second book is coming out in the early 2015.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, talk about multitasking. Yeah, I tell you, not only master of connections, master of multitasking as well. That's exciting, Jean. I'm glad to know that we have another one that we can look forward to in the near future. And I'm going to go ahead and mention right now that you and I are collaborating on a very exciting seminar that's coming up in North Chicago in South Chicago on June the 4th, and we're excited about that. It's called, titled after your book, Get Up, Get Dressed, and Get Out the Door. And just want to say to any of you who are in that area, if you want to come, we invite you to do that. I'll make sure there's some information. In fact, the link for Jean's website is on the show page for Foxology Today's show. So you can just click there, and you'll be able to get some information in regard to attending. It's going to be a great time of sharing great principles and strategies for networking, for success, connecting, and I think that you'll really enjoy it, and there'll be an opportunity for you to spend some time with each other in the aftermath of the workshop, getting to know each other and putting together possible future opportunities as well. So we want to invite you out to that, and thank you for considering that. Look for that for that link. So, Jean, let's start talking about things that you know a lot about. You've been a businesswoman, an entrepreneur for all of your life, and I know that from that you've gained a tremendous amount of knowledge, and knowledge that you readily share, empower others with, and coach. When you do business, those of us who are doing things small, medium, and large, there's still problems that come with it, and those problems often cause us stress and pressure because they're very real. I can remember the first time that I wanted to do something. I didn't realize that my optimism was bigger than any other thing that I was thinking about that I was doing. And nobody had really explained to me that business would come with such great pressures and so many stressors. Not things that were unusual, that's part of the territory. But when that happens, you know, what would you say to the average person that's in business and the things that arise? How do you handle all of that? What's been your key strategies for persevering through it all?
Well, I think sometimes we get going and we're almost like, and I just read an article about this the other day by a gal by the name of Emily Mitchell. It was in the Success magazine. And she talked about that we get into a repetition and a routine, and sometimes it's almost like being in that movie Groundhog Day. And we really need to stop, and we need to look at what we're doing to consider how we can make great strides. Consider your rut being more like a plateau, and how are you going to get to the next level? What are you trying to do? If you're trying to do the same thing and get the same thing again and again, we know that's the definition of insanity. So we have to stop. And what I do every Sunday before I go to bed, I always make a list of where I'm going to be for the next week. I have to have a roadmap so I can get up Monday morning and know all the things I need to achieve. That's the beginning. But every day, I look at my day in the beginning of the day and at the end of the day to see, did I do things consistent to moving me forward? Moving me forward meaning, did I make a phone call with someone of influence, an email with someone of influence, and maybe send a card or a book to somebody of influence that's going to help me move my business forward? or am I just getting up, rolling out of bed, not sure where I'm going, and now the day escapes and it's gone. And then the week escapes and we wonder where the week went. So it is, to me, I think, so important that we stop. If our desks are a mess, clean them off, put everything in a box. If, you know, if you don't look at it in 6 months, throw the box out. But I really and rarely will go to bed on a Sunday night without sitting in my office, reflecting on my past week, and getting ready for the next week.
Mm-hmm. So then what I hear you saying is that preparation for the day or the week or the month is a critical component in a feeling, the feeling of managing, and not I say feeling, but the ability to manage, because when you're managing, things don't feel so out of control.
Correct. Correct. I have found systems that really work for me. For instance, capturing business cards with a card reader of some sort. I happen to use ScanBiz card. This way, I don't have to have tons of business cards everywhere. From there, I put them in a CRM and then put them in a program that I love, which is called Ace of Sales. And this product helps me build those relationships, helps me keep the flow going, the messages going, the emails, the cards, the notes, the newsletters, and everything's in one spot. I see so many people, and I do a lot of individual strategic planning, where their thought process is all over the place, and what we're trying to do is corral it so they can be successful by having the tools in the organization that will help them succeed and be consistent to move forward every day.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you said the key things for sure. You have systems, and that may be the fact of the matter that many people are not anchored into what systems they need. I like that because that discipline, of course, is so critical to the process. And sometimes, again, when the pressures hit, the stress hits, we often feel like the events are out of our control, the circumstances and the outcomes are out of our control. But the truth of the matter is utilizing the systems and those disciplines really do help you keep things in the perspective. I love what you said a little earlier, and I'm going to be asking you how you feel attitude plays into all of this, but you said something that I really love, and I don't know if anybody else heard this or if they may have missed it, but instead of it, you said, I write down the things that I need to achieve. Most of us would say we write down the things we want to do, and you said, I write down the things I want to achieve, and just that languaging in itself can change the motivation of what it is that may be ahead for you. When you think in terms of to do something, oh, we got something else to do. Oh, I got to find some more energy. Oh, I got to find some more effort to make that happen. But when you think of achieving, boy, that's stimulating. That word in itself is stimulating. Cognitively, you get excited about the fact that I'm not going to just do something. I'm going to get something done. I'm going to achieve that. I think that's exciting. So what is it that keeps your attitude the way it should be? And what would you say to others about having a right attitude?
Well, I think our attitude is what we do with choices. And attitude, oh, my gosh, it's 99% of getting anything done. We've heard that before. What
right.
do we want every day? What is our choice? And is it our choice to get up in the morning and things happen and now we're grumpy and now we carry it through the day? Attitudes are habits of thought, and they impact everything we do. You know, and our attitude also is the way we view the world and how it affects us. You know, what is it that I look at attitude in it's a special way every day. who can I call, write, or do something for that will make them happy? Every day. I really want to do something for someone. It may be a phone call out of the blue to a client or a friend that I haven't spoken to, and I just want to make their day. And a lot of times people will thank me for saying, they'll say, wow, I was really having a tough day. Thanks for calling me. Or, you know, and I send the goofiest stuff to people, business clients that I've known for a long time. I'll see an article and maybe it's all about them and I'll send it over to them. I'll meet somebody on LinkedIn and I feel they should meet them. Well, I don't just say, here, link into this person. I am thought-provoking in thinking about that all the time. And I learned that from the masters like the John Maxwells and the Jack Canfields that have always said, what are you doing to help somebody else and make them feel good? And that can be your change of attitude if you're having a rough day.
You know, what you said about that, you just mingled fun into the midst of a challenging day or a stressful day, which is very clever. When you think in terms of what you know, most people will say about problems. You know, if you think you're having a problem, then you are. But if you think in terms of possibilities, it can take you into another direction. And I think what you've just said, Jean, to have some fun and tell yourself, even though it may be a complicated, you know, well twisted up situation, to remember that. All in all, it's only going to be as serious as you make it. You're going to have to maneuver through it anyway, so you may as well have a lot of fun with it. And I think that's awesome how you have created that as a dynamic to everything that you do. And that's a wonderful takeaway, I believe, from this conversation. If you can really find that ability to have fun and to make somebody else happy in the midst of it, boy, I can see where that could have all kinds of potential for being a stress eliminator or a pressure eliminator.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And going back to being in a slump, we all get in a slump. Oh, my gosh. I have, you know, been through all kinds of stuff like everybody else. But I think, first of all, something that I heard the other day from Lou Heckler, he's an international speaker, and he just said, okay, now what is it that you're going to change? What's your recovery? How can you recover quicker? We have these slumps. We go through them. Take your mind off of what's happening and do something for yourself. Get your mind off the problem. And it could be for an hour. And, boy, this is so critical to, you know, having a different end to the day maybe. Or maybe you're going through, you know, they say you could be going through a crisis, you're in a crisis, or coming out of one. Now, maybe crisis is a real strong word, but maybe you're going through something and you can't figure it out. Or you're getting ready to go through something, you don't even know it. But how fast do you recover? That's so key. So getting out of that slump, one of the things I say, just stop. Stop, break the cycle, do something else. Get your mind off the present situation. Even if it's for only a few minutes, if you're working for a corporation and you're going through something that isn't real pretty, maybe it's just moving to the break room for 10 minutes and reading something or changing your mind by going in another department and doing something just to get your mind off of it. Go back to the basics. I'm a very basics person. And when I say that, basics of the business will help you develop your skill level and generate business faster. So as an entrepreneur, getting back to those basics, making the phone calls, having the organization, getting out and networking, finding the business, you know, how do you get back to those simple skills? Focus on what you've done in the past after you've settled down, and look back at the things that have made you successful and work with them again, and then stop criticizing yourself, that shoulda, woulda, coulda. And don't compete with others. I think a lot of the times we do that. I mean, I've gotten caught up in that years ago. And at that point, when you're going through something that's really tough, good not to make major decisions if you can forego that until your mood or your judgment is in a clearer, better place. And I think those few things will help you get out of that slump faster. I see people living the drama for months. Oh, this happened to them, this happened to them. And you hear them talk about it over and over and over again. Instead of stepping away, looking at it, and moving on.
Yes, yes. That's excellent, Jean. There's a couple more points I want to bring out. We're getting close to our 30-minute mark. In regard to what you just said, you know, I get it, and I'm sure many people do, but I can hear people saying, but I have so much responsibility. I have so many things to do, and I can only do so much. And for them, or anyone, and I've been there too, it just feels like you're going through a maze during the day. It feels like you're walking through a fog or a cloud trying to get where you need to go. And it's, you know, that's for sure a not so good place to have your thoughts land, because it's not a reality. It's just the way we have told ourselves we're living and working from day to day. So what would you say in regard to the handling of, again, the things that you need to do?
Well, I think, you know, we simply stop growing if we're doing the same thing over and over and over again. And I think you need to recognize this repeated behavior, if you're having that, if you're stuck, and consciously try to have a different approach to a technique. And maybe it's just something very different. So I understand people are going through all kinds of pressure and stress, but sometimes they're doing the same things over and over again. And maybe if they just changed it a different way, it would help to see the light at the end of the tunnel with the train not coming the other way.
It brings to mind a story, because most people do. Like you've been in front of lots of people who really feel there's just never enough time and to get things done and too many things to do. But I share this story a lot because it had such a huge impact on me. I don't know if you or the audience remembers Randy Pausch. He was the professor of computer science at Carnegie Mellon University, the one who televised the art of dying. He got diagnosed with pancreatic cancer and was in the prime of his life and living and with his family and had everything that he wanted. But then he gets this diagnosis. And it was televised worldwide, and he became widely known because of his approach to maximizing time. And it meant for him that you just really need to try to do that and get things done. And one of the things that I always shared in time management seminars was something that he said that was so, I felt, kind of fun. It was funny and profound. But Randy said, if you've got a lot of things to do, and he referenced the task as frogs, he said, start with the three toughest things. He said, if you got three ugly frogs, eat the biggest, ugliest frog first. So I thought, yep. You know, that's wonderful. It's an excellent approach, because most of us will dodge and resist against doing the things that are harder, more complicated, and those usually are the things that are creating the most pressure and the stress. But Randy said, go ahead and tackle those bigger things first and get them out of the way, and the rest of it will come with the greatest of ease. So that's the little nugget I want to make sure that I drop on people to help get yourself maneuvering through those fogs or those mazes. It's really not that. It's just a matter of grasping hold of what the priorities and the responsibilities need to be, and stuff that we often just put off, and it's, we put it off, but it's on our mind. And so we need to, again, use strategies that, Jean, you've talked so succinctly about, but keep in mind, to tackle those big things, those tough things, those ugly things, and get them off your plate. It's amazing how you'll feel going forward after that. Well, we are almost about ready to wrap, Jean. Is there anything else that just comes to mind that you would like to share with them before we tie up in the next couple of minutes?
Well, the only thing is I'm looking forward to this event that we're holding on June 4th. It's in Libertyville, Illinois, which is the northern part of north of Chicago. We are doing an extraordinary workshop, Silver and I, and it's going to be a lot of fun, thought-provoking, a small group. We have several signed up right now, and its seats are limited. And we really hope you'll look at this and come, because it's the beginning of several different workshops we're doing together.
That's awesome. Yes, and I really will make sure we're getting more information out to share with people. Jean, thank you so much for your brilliance, and I just do admire it so much. You've gotten some of the most amazing business knowledge of anybody that I know, and I appreciate that you have taken time, and I just am excited too about collaborating with you on projects in the future. We've been talking with Jean McDonald. Jean, as I said earlier, she's a businesswoman that's in a class all by herself, and she's also an author, the author of Get Up, Get Dressed, and Get Out the Door. She's an international speaker. We're going to be working together soon. We've talked today about handling things under pressure. If you want to be in it to win it, in it for the long haul, I hope some of these tips and strategies have helped you and will help you along the way. I appreciate you taking the time again to listen in, and you know that I'm always bringing you something positive, something empowering. I hope you'll share with your friends that Foxology Today is on every week on Mondays. We did a special time to accommodate Jean's busy schedule today, but typically it's 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. So I hope that you will share that with your friends in social media. And I'm going to wish you a wonderful day, and I'm going to look forward to talking to you next time. Thanks again for listening.